Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sam Toya is the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Good morning, Sam. How's it going with the restaurants and bars and the new deal about vaccination cards?
First off, good morning. It's America 2.0, so, we've been in this for 22 months. It's definitely a little challenging, but we'll get through it. It's going to be a little difficult to implement, to be sure, but if this is the stuff necessary to keep any drastic capacity restrictions from happening, the Illinois Restaurant Association will do all we can, Bob, to help ensure operators comply. That's what we will do, because we don't want to go back to social distancing or reduce capacities in our dining rooms.
A couple of things I've been thinking about, Sam. First of all, I like the fact that if I'm going into a restaurant, I know everybody there has been vaccinated. We should all feel good about that. And I know some restaurants are complaining because they have problems getting personnel, and now they need somebody to check the cards. But can't the host or hostess or the person that you encounter in the front anyway do that?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it's going to take a few days to figure this out. And as you just mentioned, Bob, we've had a little, employee shortage as well. But, the host, the hostesses, who's ever seating you can definitely ask to see your vaccine card before they sit you. We're encouraging apps like Open Table to allow diners to upload their vaccine cards when they're making their reservations as well. So we're thinking of other things that we can help the guest and the restaurant owner operators make it a little bit more smoothly. And we encourage all your listeners to be patient and cooperate as team members navigate the new requirements. But again, what we encourage everyone, Bob, is to get vaccinated and boosted to help get this pandemic behind us. That's number one. Get vaccinated and boosted, because the number one concern of all restaurant owners, operators, is the safe and healthy of their team members and guests.
What happens if you go into a restaurant to pick up a to-go order?
Again, as long as you're masked up, and you're in and out within 20 minutes, that's fine. So if you go into a quick service restaurant like a McDonald's, you can go in, order your food, keep your mask on, get your food, leave. So you can do pick up and carry out, as long as you're masked up. Mm-hmm. And not take your mask off. It's when you take your mask off that the mayor and county board president Tony Preckwinkle throughout the city and throughout the county want to make sure that you're showing your vaccine passport when you go to sit down in a restaurant and you're eating and drinking in that restaurant.
Now, I know my restaurant friends are going to get mad at me for saying this, but if I'm going into a restaurant, not a fast food place, but I'm going into a place to pick up an order to carry out, and it's crowded and there are maybe other people in line waiting to get their food to go, I want everybody to be vaccinated. I think they should show proof of vaccination. What's wrong with that?
Again, that's up to the individual operator, what he or she wants to do. Again, if you're in the place longer than 20 minutes, yes, they want you to show your vaccine card. Again, you could do curbside pickup. Maybe the restaurant owner operators you're talking about, they can run the, have a food runner run the food to the car, too. So that people don't come in as well. But again, we encourage everyone to be vaccinated and get boosted to help get this pandemic behind us, because vaccines open doors.
Now, when we get into the spring and we can eat outside again, is the city, and for that matter, are some suburbs going to be more lenient about sidewalk cafes?
Yes, right now you do not need to show proof of vaccine if you're sitting outdoors.
No, I mean licensing and having the right to do that.
Vaccine passport. Yes, we're working very, very closely with the city of Chicago. We're working very closely with business affairs and consumer protection. Making sure that this goes smoothly. They extended the 1 year, another year on the outdoor dining for sidewalk cafes and street closures and parking lot closures. The new commissioner in business affairs and consumer protection, Ken Myers, is working very closely with the business community, the hospitality industry, to make sure this goes smoothly.
Can we be confident that restaurant workers, the staff, that they're vaccinated?
Well, in the order now, Bob, you got to make sure if your team members show that they have been vaccinated and or they've been tested, and they have to get tested once a week if they haven't been to, if they have not gotten the vaccine. But again, we encourage all restaurant owners, operators to encourage their team members to get vaccinated and boosted to help get the pandemic behind us. But if they haven't gotten the vaccine, then they have to produce once a week that they have tested negatively.
Let's hope that this is the last of the hard times for not only the food industry, but all the retail businesses out there.
Absolutely, Bob, 100%. Like I said earlier, vaccines open doors. So we're encouraging all your listeners, if they haven't been vaccinated, please go get the vaccine. And if you haven't gotten your booster, go get your booster as well. That's as important as being vaccinated.
Yep, you're doing it for yourself and for your neighbors. Sam Toy is the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Thanks, as always, Sam. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.